117 here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, live at Warner Park. Here just for another 45 minutes or so, and we will pass the baton to my guys John and Josh as they will continue the sports conversation as we're getting closer and closer to Big Ten Media Days. I would think probably tomorrow does that Cleveland.com poll come out. I would think, because you know how the Big Ten apparently is really concerned about hurting people's feelings, so they don't come out with like an official preseason poll. So Cleveland.com has stepped in, and they kind of do an unofficial, official preseason media poll or preseason Big Ten ranking. And my guess is you're going to see Nebraska. My guess is Nebraska will be picked to win the West. That is if it's in lockstep with what has been in the preseason magazines and websites, and also according to Vegas, I think there's a lot of people that are going to circle Nebraska as the team. But honestly, there are a handful of different teams that you could. I mean, it was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, I think Mike Schaefer was saying that he would peg Minnesota. Now, there's a team like that that you wouldn't necessarily think of that, like, I mean, you could make a case. I mean, you can make a case. They do have a quarterback. Their quarterback situation isn't great, but at the same time, they have experience. They did finish the season really strong, crushing Purdue, crushed Wisconsin on the road in Madison. They won a bowl game against Georgia Tech. Although you could kind of look at those three wins and say, you were dealing with a distracted Purdue team worrying about what was going to happen with Jeff Brohm. You were dealing with a Wisconsin team that had dealt with the first really disappointing season in a couple of years. And then you were dealing with a Georgia Tech team that it was moving on from Paul Johnson, so they were having a coaching change. But nevertheless, they still went out there and got it done. You can make a case for Northwestern. They are the reigning Big Ten West champs. Wisconsin, you know what they are. I mean, so you can make a case for a lot of different teams, but I think when that Cleveland.com poll comes out, my guess is you're probably going to see Nebraska on top of it. That's probably my guess. And so it will be interesting to see how Frost answers some of those, the hype questions and all those things. Does he run from it? Does he embrace it? Because it is a unique situation to have a team coming off a 4-8 season being talked about the way they are being talked about. But certainly there's a lot of people that look at the year two of Frost, year two of the staff, and go, this team's gonna take off, especially when you consider how they finished the season. And, you know, think about last year and transitioning into this year. It's always interesting to think about where this team's going to be different. And I was on Husker Extra and reading their camp countdown and most intriguing players. They had an interesting quote from Barrett Root in talking about Will Honus, who I do agree that I think Will Honus is going to be really important. I mean, Nebraska's thin at the linebacker spot. They need him to elevate and step up. But the quote was from Barrett Root talking about Will Honus. He said, quote, "The biggest thing with Will that he needs to learn, and he admitted it too, is that he has to learn how to practice. He's a different player in games than he was in practice. Practice at times, you were like, why isn't he doing it like he did it on his film in junior college? Then he gets into a game, and you're like, oh, there it is. I think it's going to click for him. He's so studious and tries to do everything so perfectly. Now he knows, hey, man, turn it loose. I won't bust you if you're making a mistake going fast. We're still going to be all good. I have no doubt he's going to have a really, really good year." And that's a quote that I think can obviously – they're talking about Honus specifically, but can get expanded to almost everybody on the team. The fact that the players now know exactly what to expect at practice and what is expected of them from the coaching staff. And that matters. But think about anything. When you know what to expect and what is expected of you, you're probably going to do something at a higher level. And understanding how to practice and how to prepare and what the coaches want are going to make you a better player. It's going to develop and cultivate trust both ways. And Barrett Rood's a guy, when you think about with home, I mean, he's a big trust guy with playing time. that is going to be ultimately something that those guys are going to have to think about. They're going to have to think about trust and figuring out how to delve out playing time. And so when you think about Barrett in his career, he was a grinder process guy. And Barrett's probably going to gravitate towards players like that. I think his quote about Honus illustrates that, and I think, it can go to everybody. I mean, I just would have to imagine, and this isn't a crazy thought, Nebraska's practice is going to be so much better this fall than they were last fall. And that's going to lead to better performance on the field. The day-to-day comfort and knowledge of everything with that type of stuff is so much higher. And again, it's no different than any job. You don't have to be a linebacker. You can be in sales or whatever. Like, when you know what is expected of you, what your boss expects, what your coach expects, like, you're going to perform everything at a higher level. I mean, think about something in your job, like the second time around of doing something, your comfort with the daily little things, exponentially different. I mean, again, I can't tell you how much better of a practice player I was in year two at Creighton and year two at Kansas. Not because there was an improvement as a player, but a lot of it was I knew what to expect and I knew what the coaching staff expected of me. And I think there are a lot of guys that fall under that category, like Will Honus, where you would sit there and go, they need to learn how to practice better. And I think they will. I think they will. And the other thing with a lot of those newcomers, a lot of these guys are so dang talented that when you're in high school, when you're in junior college, you can kind of get away with mailing it in practice. You don't have to necessarily focus on every rep of every day, of every moment. You can kind of light switch it on and off and go out there and play great. I bet there was an element of Will Honus, and we was in junior college in Kansas, and he was like, listen, Monday through Friday, I can give a X amount of effort, and on Saturdays, I'm the best player on the field. Well, you can get away with that in high school and junior college, but not when you're in at the Power 5 level in the Big Ten. You can't do it. And a lot of guys, unfortunately, you can tell them it's different, but sometimes you got to go out there and fall flat on your face to realize, oh, I do need to prepare a little better. I do need to practice a little differently. I do need to bring it every rep of every practice. I can't be good on Monday and Wednesday and not on Tuesday and Thursday. I can't have one good drill and then mail in the rest of the practice, or one good day and mail in the rest of it. It's not how it works. You do that, you're going to go get your brains beat in by Ohio State and Wisconsin and all those teams. And so I think a lot of those newcomers might have gone through that. Jerron Woodyard and Will Honus and Miles Jones, where I think a lot of those guys learned on a variety of levels what's expected, what's demanded, and what they need to do. And they're going to become much, much better practice players, which will make them much better players on Saturdays. So I think there is no doubt that quote, while Barrett Roode specifically talking about Honus, I wouldn't be surprised if you could expand that to a lot of the returners and a lot of the returners that were newcomers to college football in this level of football a year ago. And so I'd have to imagine that if you were watching this team practice in fall camp last year and then you watch them practice this year, night and day. It's night and day. It is going to be night and day. We're live here at Warner Park, 402-951-1620. Can email me into the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com, or on the JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Baugh, N-I-C-K. B-A-H-E. Got a crossover to get to in about 20 minutes or so. We're going to be able to catch up with Marty Cordero, GM, general manager of the Omaha Storm Chasers, on the other side. Skin time.